There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is it's 27,000 square feet containing 50 million rounds. Of the type of ammunition you're looking for, or close enough to the type of ammunition you're looking for, or the type of ammunition you didn't even know you wanted, whether you're going to train or carry, combat or just getting practice, hunting, it doesn't matter. They have the ammunition for you. They have it in high quantities. If it's on the website, it's in stock. And that's AmmunitionDepot.com. Do we have Scott on the line? Okay. While we wait to find out about that, whilst we wait, I guess. Let's talk about the gun safety group lie. Here's the thing. We are in the middle of the ascension of gun culture 2.0. This is the young ones coming up, the 20-somethings. You see things like the ascension of what are called gun tree clubs in major metropolitan areas that cater to an emerging urban gun culture. There you have a number of young people, women, and minorities flocking to what is being called Gun Culture 2.0. And it is a stunning sight to behold. Shooting is no longer a rural pastime handed down from father to son. It's something that has spread to the suburbs and the big cities as well. You're very likely, if you're a young couple and you're going on a date, you're very likely going to go do a Groupon, go shoot before the movie. You might be invited by somebody at work to go shooting, or at school. There's likely to be a large social occasion where you're going to get together with numerous friends and families to shoot. And because of the emerging and undeniable reality that guns are very much more accepted than ever before in public life, there are no more gun control groups in America. Seriously. If you find a bunch of gun-hating hoplophobes out there, they don't call themselves gun control groups anymore. They're gun safety groups because they know they've lost the hearts and minds of you, the American gun owner, and they know they're losing the hearts and minds of the low-info voter. They're in a losing war. So now they've become gun safety groups. every town for gun safety. You know, there's a good example. They're running they call themselves a gun violence prevention group. So that war is being lost, and that's why there's no more gun control groups. There are only gun safety groups. In any event, though, now being told that we have my guy. Joining us now from Ammunition Depot is Scott Blick. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. We're a little bit into the segment, so I'm... And there goes the fax machine. On the 13th of May, about a week ago, did you see what came across the bow? What the Democrats out of New Jersey wanted to do to you? Did you see what they wanted to do to you and people like
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did. They're always going to try something, so, you know, not surprising at all. But
now, didn't the Lucky Gunner suit just get thrown out of court?
Yeah, it did. There's a federal law that you can't sue an ammunition manufacturer or reseller of ammunition for something that perfectly legal product that somebody does and does something illegal with it. And, you know, that's something that, you know, unfortunately we can't control, and you can't control crazy. So that is unfortunate part of our society, but that is something that we do have to deal with as the industry.
So from the stand, let's say that all of a sudden there was a mass insanity that gripped the U.S. Congress, and of course, you know, mm-hmm. the president's going to sign it. Let's say this was passed. You're going to have to hire some staff just to handle this new reporting, aren't you?
Yeah, that's for sure. You know,
how bad would that impact your bottom line?
Tremendously. I mean, if it had to be face-to-face transactions, it would obviously impact the online segment of the business very, very hard. But I don't think it's something that will be passed. And, you know, I think...
it doesn't have a snowball's chance.
People that the adults in the room are not going to let that go through.
Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
With somebody that does a lot of training, now training is the most expensive part of training, I think, is the ammunition. And yet people do it a lot. And if you go to a serious class, you're looking at, what, 2,000 rounds just for that weekend?
Yeah, that's not a lot at all.
For the people, now there's, on the gun control side, they espouse everybody should be trained. And yet, you know, when somebody actually goes out and trains, then they want you to hire 5 or 6 new people to flag those orders and let law enforcement know about those orders that they're going to get, because they're going to actually go execute the supposed needed training. I know the answer to this, but I mean, do you guys look at this? Do you sort of laugh out loud when it's you and Dan and Seth just sitting there saying, well, these guys really, they just dance around in a crazy circle, don't they?
Yeah, it's insanity. Obviously it would have a huge impact in our business, but, you know, people that don't understand the industry think that that's a lot of ammunition, when in fact, as you said, that's really a good day at the range. So it's nuts, for sure. Yeah, but they're, like I said, they're always going to try something. So anything that comes up is just, it's not surprising. And they're just doing it for their Democratic and liberal constituents. And it makes themselves feel better. Like they went out and did something and tried to do something. But like I said, I believe cooler heads will, and the adults in the room will not let this go through.
Well, I'm pretty sure I have no idea who would actually look at this and say this is a smoking hot idea, because this is just another attempt to create a database here.
Mm-hmm.
And for, would these kind of rules extend to, I don't know, federal agencies that buy pallets and trailer loads of ammunition or, you know, I'm sure it wouldn't. But we're coming up on the first break, but I want to ask you about some other things, some other realities of the ammunition business.
Okay.
AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. I live in a 1,900 square foot house, and if this house was full of ammunition, I would think I was in Shangri-La. And they have 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds. And counting. And plus you're getting ready to go into manufacturing and other things too. And I mean, golly gee, I mean, it's just a continual growth cycle. It's like nature. It's organic. If you want to have organic ammunition, you need to be going to ammunitiondepot.com. We'll be right back. My guest from ammodepot.com, Scott Blick, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Come today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, they have this little unique philosophy. If it's on the website, if you go to their website, if you go to ammunitiondepot.com, and you see something for sale on the website, that means it's in stock. What a novel approach. It's no teasing. There's no ordering and saying, we'll let you know when it comes in. Thanks for your money. We'll be holding it. That's AmmunitionDepot.com. Depth of selection you wouldn't believe. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest from Ammunition Depot, Scott Flick. Now, Scott, I want to ask you a question. Now, when a criminal steals a gun, right, when he steals a gun and he's trying to, you know, zero the gun and wants to acclimate himself to the gun and, you know, improve his marksmanship, how many thousands of rounds does he order from you to do that? Is that not what happens?
What's that?
Is that not what happens?
I don't think they're coming online to order from us. they get it. I mean, that's when they order online, there's more of a tracking than anywhere else that you buy. You could walk into any Walmart in America and purchase ammunition for cash, and there's absolutely no record whatsoever. When you purchase online, you have to put there's a credit card, there's a shipping address, there's a billing address. I don't think that's the way a criminal is going to certainly get his practice in.
I don't know, Scott. It sort of sounds like you're saying this whole supposition that by cracking down on online ammunition sales, that's going to prevent crime. You're making it sound absurd.
It's completely absurd. Like I said, it's the only way that there's actually, and again, it's not records. It's records that we keep internally, and it's certainly not something that we give out. And we keep everything, we keep everything very secret. Our customer base is very holy to us. But if a criminal is going to do something wrong, he's certainly not going to leave something where there's a trace where something could come back. So I think it's completely absurd.
See, I've been in this resurgence of nostalgia lately, and I've been watching my old episodes of Miami Vice. And, you know, they do a lot of wiretaps and surveillances in that. And when I saw this article, I just got this idea of some Miami Vice types with a wiretap, with binoculars looking up, and them calling Ammunition Depot, the gangbangers or the drug buyers or sellers, dealers, calling Ammunition Depot saying, yeah, I need this delivered. It's the abandoned house next to the red mailbox. And then UPS driving up, being caught on film, and them doing a zoom in of the Ammunition Depot label on the box of on the thousands of rounds that they order online. And do we even have any data as to how criminals get their ammo? I've always thought they have a bunch of stolen ammo and they pour it all in the middle of the floor and just try to figure out what fits.
I don't know how they get it. I'm sure some of it is stolen. Some of it's in the black market. Some of it they walk into, like I said, any store and just pay cash for it. I guess there's a whole bunch of different ways.
But they're not out there. They're not out there buying.
They don't deliver it in Crockett's Ferrari if you go into Miami. So, although that was a sweet car, and I would like to have that, but no. I do not, unfortunately.
The worst part of my time with the Miami Vice experience was finding out that his original Daytona was a modified Corvette. Such okay. A heartbreaker. That was a heartbreaker for me. But, this idea that they try to propose, I mean, is, one, I know it doesn't have any chance and everything else, but, I mean, isn't there just reams and reams of data that you guys can provide, and there's laws protecting you already and everything in place? In the ammunition, in the purveyance of ammunition, It's a very clean business, isn't it? I mean, the criminals that are purveying that, they're purveying all kinds. You know, you can get DVDs from them and all kinds of other stuff. They're fences. But, I mean, ammunition in the gun industry is very clean, very regulated. You guys dot the I's, cross the T's.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, it's, like I said, the online especially is probably the dumbest way for a criminal to procure ammunition. The people who buy from us are law-abiding citizens who just want to practice and have self-defense ammo for, God forbid that that situation, we have to use it. But, you know, we deal with terrific Americans that just, you know, they want to procure their ammunition so that they can have fun and go to the range or, like I said, have their self-defense rounds.
Well, like with potential customers coming out of New Jersey, New York, Baltimore, Maryland, California, Hawaii, do you have different regulations you have to deal with in different
well, we
with different
ship, ammunition can only be shipped by ground transportation.
Right.
So Hawaii, unless it's a very, very large order and we've shipped to some stores, because it's very, very difficult to get ammunition in the state of Hawaii or into Alaska for that matter, because you can't go through Canada with ammunition by ground transportation. So the only way to get it to them is to ship it to a freight forwarder who then takes it by ship over to the islands of Hawaii. So that one's very difficult. New York now has the SAFE Act, and on that one we can only ship to an FFL that's a qualified ammunition seller. New Jersey has in place where they have to show an FID card, firearms ID card, in order for us to ship them ammunition. So they already have to be approved by the state in order to receive online ammunition. And Maryland has some restrictions as well, mag capacity, that's definitely in Massachusetts. We don't ship to at all, unfortunately.
With New York, you have to ship ammunition the same way a gun manufacturer, somebody wanting to buy a gun online, would have to do it. They have to have it shipped to an FFL. Do they have to go through a background check to pick it up, too? Or
no,
can people buy ammunition that way? Can they buy it from you and have it shipped to an FFL, or can only the FFL buy it?
No, they can have it shipped to an FFL, and then the FFL does a transfer from them.
Does that add to their cost?
It depends on what the FFL is charging. But if they charge a transfer fee, then yes, it does. The companies that we deal with that do the transfers now are very, very reasonable, and we do a lot of repeat business from them. And it does bring more foot traffic into their store, they do accommodate. So I'm not sure exactly what they charge, but it does add for sure if they do apply a transfer fee.
Coming up on the next break, my guest this hour, Scott Blick, Ammunition Depot, discussing the ins and outs of the business on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by Ammunition Depot. You can always judge an ammunition purveyor, in my opinion, by how many different selections they have for 10mm. If they've got more than one, these guys are serious. 10mm, very, it seems like it's a rare beast for some crazy reason. Anyway, if it's in stock, it's on the website and vice versa. No, there's never any teasing, never any leading around by the nose. What you see is what's available, it's what you get. Go check them out. Check out the crazy price, too. Look for the stuff that's on sale. It's worth clicking. AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest from Ammunition Depot is Scott Blick. Now, let's do a little tease here. We need to plan right now for, and you'll need to let me know when, but you've got an announcement coming up that will be significant within your business model, which means if you do it the same way you do, say, the ammunition, it's going to be significant for your clients as well. And we're going to do that when? In a week? In 2 weeks?
Well, we're still in the process of beta testing our website, but very soon we're going to be launching Ammunition Depot guns, and we're going to be providing the same quality of service that we do on the ammunition side, and we're going to be doing it with firearms. Our customers have asked, and we finally listened. You know, we listened, and it just took a while to put all the pieces in place and to build out the website properly. We're going to do it. If we're doing it, we're going to do it, you know, very, very well. And but we're very excited to be offering firearms. And like I said, it's the very, very near future, in the next couple weeks for sure.
Outstanding. Although not exactly a tease when you tell all the details there, Scott.
I didn't give all the details, but I guess I gave away a little bit too much. But we're excited about it. So you got me energized, and I guess I blurted it out. But
that's okay. You know, that's okay. That will...
You got that out of me. Oh, you got that out of me, so...
We don't need to talk. I don't need to go that way because I was going to ask a couple of questions, and I don't really need to go that way. Within the ammunition, we'll circle back when that actually happens, though, because I want to ask if you're going to do this and if you're going to do bundles, stuff like that. Within the ammunition purveyors, that I'm sure you guys know each other, I know that you guys know, amongst the three of you with 80 years of experience, you probably know all the manufacturers. This industry, which they want to regulate, there's no way to be prohibited from buying ammunition. Am I right about that?
You certainly have age requirements. You cannot be on our terms and conditions. We have you cannot use the ammunition. You cannot purchase them with the intention of using the ammunition illegally. That's dishonorably discharged from the military. These are internal things that we put in, just because, we deal with, like I said, our customers are just good Americans that want to exercise their Second Amendment rights, but we want to make sure that they're using it for lawful purposes as well.
Is it safe to say that that companies like you try to self-police and try to constantly stay ahead of what may possibly be proposed legislatively? I mean, are you constantly trying to surf that wave?
Of course. I mean, it's certainly an industry that has a lot of attention on it. There's some people that want to take away our Second Amendment rights, and thank God we have, organizations and people that are going to make sure that doesn't happen. And we certainly help in that regard. But we're constantly searching to see, who's trying to take away our rights.
So now I'm being asked a question, and I think I already know the answer to this. That when they closed down the Herculaneum lead smelting plant, that had zero effect on ammunition manufacture, didn't it?
Yeah, that had no effect at all. That was a rumor that was going around with the lead, but that had very little effect.
Now, is there a ban on lead mining now?
I think there is a ban. I don't think there's a ban on lead mining. I think there is a ban on some of the, I think it has to do with recycled batteries, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But I could be wrong on that.
But that's where all the lead comes from that goes in ammunition, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of it does, yes.
The, why do they come from so many different angles trying to affect the availability of ammunition to the civilian, do you think?
I think we can all answer that question just by thinking about it. But there's people that don't believe in the Second Amendment. They try to come after the guns, and they've been unsuccessful trying to take away guns, and now they're trying to come after the ammunition. And
yeah, but see,
always gonna
try
something.
And I know that, 20 years ago that worked. We got things like the Gun Control Act in 1968 based upon talking points, basically. But nowadays, somebody like you can get out and publicize the truth via a vehicle like this that goes out, it's on demand, it's live, and it gets out there, and some people that hear it don't own guns and don't buy ammo, but they hear it anyway. They hear the truth about ammo and everything else, and about how you guys take care of your own and you police your own thing, and you dot the I's, you cross the T's. This whole gun control dynamic has not changed with the dissemination of information. It looks sort of stupid, don't they?
I mean, it's a very slippery slope. I mean, once they just want to get their foot in the door, get one thing passed, and they'll use some excuse to get, you know, they try to do it with the green tip, with the armor piercing, even though just about every rifle round in theory is armor piercing, but they use it for the green tip just to get that in. And then the next thing you know, they're trying to ban every type of ammo. So once you let the anti-gun people get one thing, they're not going to stop there. They want to take away our rights. That's just the way it's, unfortunately, that's the way it is. We just have to deal with it as an industry and push back and try to be more successful than they are.
I think it works. I think it works. I'm sure that you have, I'm sure that in any event that they actually started seriously considering this, and we're coming up on the last break, but and you can talk to this when we get back, but I'm sure that if you wanted to go testify in front of a Senate subcommittee or a House subcommittee, I'm sure you could point out clients of my thousands of rounds at a clip that nobody's ever heard of because they didn't commit a crime. And that's probably more common, especially when you get into that whole bulk pricing thing, than most people would think. I keep about 6,000 rounds on hand combined. Some of it, and primarily it's 5.56 and 9 millimeter, although I now need to start cultivating 308 and 40. But that's another story altogether. But I'm sure that you could be, it could be quite telling, and I'm almost as certain it would be just about futile if it ever got to that point. But we're going to keep it from getting to that point because that's what we do. But anyway, we're coming up on the last break. If you are getting ready to train, which I heartily endorse, you need an ammunition source. And Ammunition Depot is the place to go. AmmunitionDepot.com, your training ammo source. Bulk all day long. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. If you are looking for a really good price on some exotic self-defense ammunition and you need 2-3 boxes, you can probably get it at Ammunition Depot, in some cases, for the same price as one at one of your big box stores. I mean, I saw Hydra Shocks in there for 45 caliber for $13 when they were on sale. That's a price cut. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. My guest this hour from Ammunition Depot is Scott Blick. And Scott, you know, I sort of gave you a reference there to go by. You know, what do you think? I mean, with all of these things that they propose and all this other stuff, it's never going to stop. And you guys are already savvy to that, don't you? I mean, isn't the gun industry probably, probably so far ahead of the curve and so used to dealing with this nonsense that when it happens, you're just sort of like, ah, well, you know, we were expecting that. Anytime they come up with, you know, some of the stuff that comes out of left field, you're like, oh, yeah, we were sort of expecting that.
It's certainly not a surprise, but, you know, you do scratch your head and you just say, well, you know, if they were to come after freedom of speech or, you know, just look how they would look at it, but they just don't look at the Second Amendment the same way. And that's what protects all the other amendments. So they're always going to do it. You do expect it, but you still have to scratch your head and and you're right. It's never going to stop, but it is what it is.
Have you ever seen a company like yours get run afoul of the law?
I've seen a couple of those.
Well, I mean, I know yours hasn't, so I know it would have to have been somebody like you.
I guess I've heard. I don't remember individuals that.
It's not something that happens on a regular basis.
No, it doesn't. You know, we service, you know, good people. Like I said, if a criminal, they're not going to come online to purchase their ammunition because there is something traceable where they can walk in and just pay cash for something or get it on the black market, which is where they get most of what they do, stolen items. So to purchase online is just silly if you're up to no good.
Recently I heard something about Stag Arms, where Stag Arms has got they've got one too many unserialized, they don't have serial numbers on lowers, which, you know, if it's a lower with a fire control cavity cut out and a trigger, and it's a gun. So they got to have a serial number. And supposedly they were doing it in order, if they had one that was bad that had the serial number, then they could just destroy that one, shred it, and start over and put that serial number on one of the blanks. And they've been caught with this now. And I don't know how widespread that is, but that's, while I'm sure technically that's them breaking a law, that's really the only kind of thing you see in the gun industry where somebody may be doing something to cut costs, right?
We're law-abiding. I mean, this industry is law-abiding, is a very law-abiding industry. And I don't think, every industry, I guess, you're going to find, the bad apple, but I think it is extremely few and far between in this industry.
If you had to make a guess, and I've often wondered about this, and I don't even know where you would begin with this. We see these requisitions all the time for ammunition coming out of for a government contract. And for most of that, has no effect at all on the civilian supply of ammunition available, does it, when they do that? Because most of the time they get it all from one company, don't they?
No, I wouldn't say that. When these big contracts come in, they certainly, the lines, they only have a certain amount of lines they have to produce ammunition, and some of those lines that were going into the civilian, and there's a big military contract or government agency contract, it certainly does take supply out of the retail side of the business.
Okay, the reason I said that is like when there was all this big brouhaha over the Hollow Point 40 caliber that was being bought in such droves by Department mm-hmm. of Homeland Security. I didn't see anybody saying there was a big drain on that supply of ammo.
You have to remember something though. It may not have been on the 40, but if they're now going to run lines specifically to build that ammunition, they're going to take their employees to build out that ammo and to package it and so forth and so on, then it is going to take away from production from something else. It could take away from
45, 9mm, yeah.
It could take away from something else. So
yeah.
It's not that you may see a shortage in that particular, because they could have been running that caliber for months and months and months, and and then they go on shift and they'll go to another caliber. But if they have a huge contract that they have to fill, they're going to use their resources to fill that, and it can take away supply from other calibers. I think that could be something. The unfortunate events of what's going on now with ISIS in the Middle East, and it's just a disaster. And I think, my belief is that something is going to need to be done. And I think if that happens, you're going to see a lot of supply that is going to be produced to go overseas and that could have an effect. Actually, it would have an effect. Now, I don't know what's going to happen, no inside information or anything like that, but it's such a disaster over there that something's going to need to get done.
In the chat room is being said that the ammo manufacturers are at capacity. So do you believe they're at capacity right now? Are they going
Absolutely. They run, when especially when times are busy, they're running 24 hours sometimes. So there's not a lot of excess capacity in this industry to begin with. So when you're talking about the big three in particular, so they produce a lot of ammunition, but there's a lot of there's a lot of demand, and when the government contracts roll in, they take precedent and it soaks up supply very, very quickly, and that's why when you can get it, if you are in short supply in your personal supply, that's when you should buy, because you've seen it time and time again. When, buy when you can, not when you have to. So,
I love that. I do like that. I do like that. I like buy when you can, not when you have to. Well, I mean, this is the time to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, right now...
For everything, for the guns, for the magazines, for everything, right now, while this...
Right now, I guess
the time to buy is when it's not in a panic mode, right?
Absolutely. Right now is actually a terrific time, seasonally as well, typically in the summer. The industry, like most industries, do go through a bit of a slowdown, and we're certainly coming into that now. Now is a terrific time to buy. There is supply out there. Still not the way it was when times are normal. I wouldn't say it's completely back to normal, but it's pretty darn close. 22 is still extremely hard to come by. 17 HMR. There are a couple calibers out there. The 8.5 green tip is still very difficult to get. The wholesale price is definitely higher than what I'm used to. Most calibers you can get for what I consider to be very, very reasonable prices right now.
If you are we anywhere near the pre-panic 2013 buying when they thought we had 3.5 years of inventory on hand? Are we anywhere near that now? I'd be surprised.
Are we anywhere near the pre-panic? I'm not sure I understand the question.
They said that pre-panic that there was 3.5 years of stuff on hand, and I never got the breakdown on what stuff that was, but all that stuff, whatever it was, it all vanished in like 5 or 6 days.
That's washed through the supply channel already. That's been shot at ranges, and that's gone to police departments, and that's gone. We're well past that.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of excess supply in the industry right now. There's not what used to be coming into the major distributors. There's nowhere near the supply that it used to be. So I would not put that.
We're out of time. If you want to see something that looks like it's excess, go to ammunitiondepot.com. Thank you, sir. We'll do this again tomorrow, 22 hours. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.